What's good, y'all? It's Dorian Dimensions, aka the Rum Renegade, out here once again in the third dimension, reporting live throughout the digital frequencies. Third session. We're gonna do it right. We're gonna bring Teddy up on here in just a moment as y'all trickle in. I see y'all over here in the corner getting active in the chat, so keep it moving. Stay active in that chat. Loving life, y'all. I like to see those green hearts and swords. 144K who stepped up on these front lines. Welcome. Top right corner, I see those hearts. Keep those hearts coming. That allows me to know that y'all are resonating with me, so I can continue to resonate with y'all. Y'all seemed like y'all were getting some keys earlier, so if y'all are getting these keys, y'all know what to do. Throw those keys right there in the chat. Allows me to know that y'all are picking up the keys that I'm throwing down. And if you can hear me okay, go ahead and throw one there in the chat. Just allow me to know that you can hear me, you can hear my music, and you can hear me over the music, and we can get it going. So I'll be waiting for Teddy to jump up in here as well. Hopefully we don't run into some resistance. And I'm also looking for those ones. Hopefully y'all were able to hear me okay last stream. I saw a few messages come in stating that my mic wasn't working. I see these ones coming through. All right, Teddy, if you can, go ahead and try to send that invite. Let me get you up on here. While we're waiting for Teddy to jump up in here, I'll just shout out some of the early birds in here. We got Elwood.alchemy, Skills_45, Sarah Hismill, Christina, Meg Marie, Elwood, I think I got you already, Meditation 1884, Nick St. Croix, Wag One World, DBQ100, We Are the PSYOP, Beautiful_Ellie_, Modest Roach, Jeremiah IPM, AZ Gloria, Shana Colvin, No Nonsense Sanina, T_Kells. What's good, y'all? Hey, thank you everyone for joining. Y'all could be anywhere else right now, but y'all are right here, tuned in. Truth or Tuesday. You know we love Truth or Tuesdays out here. It's not letting me join, bro. See how they doing us? It won't let me join. Or it won't let you join. Anytime I try to bring you in, it says unable to join. You know what I'm saying? They don't like the combo. They do not like the combo. You try it again, we'll try one more time, but they don't like that combo. Well, anyway, you know, we'll try to keep that going, but I just want to say, you know, right now is the time that we need to be, we need to have our defenses high. You know, we need to recognize the enemy. It's time to truly recognize the enemy. And possibly we need to really start letting it be known and start exposing these corporations for what they are. And we need to stop participating in them. And however we need to share information around in these algorithms. Right now, like I said, we're all actually sharing around and just creating trauma within everybody now at this point. We should have already known, you know, that the trafficking is going down. It's been going down. The adrenochrome, the blood sacrifices, they've been going down. You know, a lot of new people are starting to put eyes on it, but we need, I really feel that we should start kind of changing the narrative a little bit. And, you know, bringing us more towards the divine path. And it would be a big and amazing thing once the consciousness starts to shift. And how that may look different here coming up, you know, as far as the type of information that we share. But we'll get this figured out, you know what I'm saying? We're at these front lines now. Like I said, the generals are being assembled. So we'll start figuring out direction, because we need to start throwing them off. Teddy, I'm going to try this again for you one more time. But they are not liking the combo. They won't let you in. They will not let you in on here. So I'm sorry about that, brother. Let's see here. Sunshine says, Teddy, turn off location and Bluetooth, then try. So go ahead and try that. While you try that, turn off location services and Bluetooth. We'll go ahead and light up some of this white sage real quick. Gonna go ahead and light this up. So you know what we need to do out here. We need to rebuke some of these agents out here. Rebuke some of this digital resistance that we're running into. You know, we rebuke that. Got that white sage going. Alright, yeah, Teddy, they won't let you through. So we'll have to try to do a show another time. Possibly this week I might have the bandwidth to be able to do another show. And if I do, I'll reach out and I'll let you know, so I can have you on, and I'll let you go ahead and take that floor a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Throw some smoke out there as well, and, you know, talk about that, the money and whatnot. I really wanted to hear about the money tonight, you know? So, Teddy said he's going to unlock his account and go, so that's what's up. Anyway, check this out, y'all. Tonight is 11:30 currently. I appreciate each and every one of y'all for being up in here tonight. You know, we did more than an hour. I think we did, you know, just about 2 hours now. And what we'll do is if Teddy is going to go live on his channel, and y'all are got that thirst for that information tonight coming from Teddy, if he starts a live over on his end, then feel free to jump on over there. I am going to step away from the frequencies tonight, and I would like to be going live with y'all again, possibly this week. And what we'll do, and the way that we'll do that, is coming up here, probably my next live, I'll probably do a live with KB Visions. I know y'all like KB Visions, so that's my homegirl right there, and we got some information that we need to talk about. So I'll go live with KB. We've got I tried to go live with Teddy again. It's not happening. Not happening. So, you know, me and KB, we've got a lot of some catching up to do and whatnot. So we'll do that here on the live. I know that she's been going hard, dropping some information up for y'all. And I appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate the Truth community. The ones who are still in this fight, the ones that have been going ham. Just to let y'all know, my work is not as heavy in these frequencies anymore, because my work is out here in the third dimension, really putting in work and trying to get these solutions up and going. So I apologize that, you know, it doesn't seem as if I'm in this fight. I'll let y'all know I'm out here, I'm building. So hopefully we'll be able to have some tangible, duplicatable solutions here very quickly. So other than that, you know what I'm saying? I like to see those green hearts and swords. All the frontline warriors, go ahead and throw those green hearts and swords there in the chat. I'm going to jump back in these frequencies because I want to connect with y'all. These past few weeks, I've been away from the frequencies in regards to a lot of the next, like, movements or the things that are currently happening, because, to be honest with you, I've been trying to stay away from getting emotionally wrapped up in the spells that they're continuing to do. A lot of the stuff that is the mainstream stuff, it has Masonic coding written all over it, which in turn is making us spread that spell and give all of our awareness and energy to it to make those spells that much more potent to the normies or the NPCs, the non-playable characters. We're giving them coding, you know, we're giving them scripts to just run off of, and everybody's running around like lemmings. And this is exactly what I'm seeing when I'm stepping away from these frequencies. I'll step away from them and I won't hardly even look at them, and my awareness to what's happening is even so much more higher, because I'm seeing how everybody's moving, and everybody's moving in unison to information that's coming from LARPs. So keep the eyes open, you feel me? Keep the eyes open. It's wild when information comes out and it seems so, it's almost like right now, the more grand the information, the more that the truth community is grabbing onto it as if it's absolute truth. You feel me? Keep in mind that the deep state, they know exactly what they're doing in regards to this mind manipulation. They know exactly. Everybody who's getting hypnotized is undergoing a form of MK Ultra. You feel me? Everybody, even the truther community. I'm just telling you. We're getting hypnotized, even from what we're considering truths. We're getting hypnotized. Keep the eyes open. Real talk. You feel me? The way that this information is coming in, the information's coming in to break you down. You feel me? To break down your defenses. To bring in fear. To instill fear. One of the tactics of MK Ultra, one of the first ones, is to keep you just going left and right, left and right. It's like getting disoriented. Once it gets you disoriented, then now it's moving you. Now, then they'll start implementing fear on you, fear and anger on you. So we're actually doing our part in participating in that by sharing a lot of this information. You feel me? So now we're instilling that fear on them. And then they hit us with another thing. And then we're just parroting that information. It's MK Ultra. This guy. MK Ultra and Masonic scripts written all over it. You feel me? So, I just need y'all to recognize that. Don't stop the fight, but recognize what's happening. You feel me? And let's start bringing that love and light. I don't know if y'all realize, but, you know, each day I try to, if I'm in these frequencies, I try to give y'all a little bit of a quote that really makes you think and draw close to source. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what we do. We need to be drawn closer to source. You feel me? To the Most High. And I mean that. How do you do that? How do you draw closer to source? You draw closer to source by, for one, self-care. Taking care of yourself. Taking the heavy metals outside of your body. Get the heavy metals out of your body. Get the demons out of your body. If you've got rotting flesh sitting in your body, you've got demons forming in your body right now. You feel me? You got parasites in your body forming from the decaying flesh that's in your body. You got demons in your body. Flush them out. Get these demons out of your body. Start getting the mind right. Get these mental parasites out of the mind. You feel me? You just got starting to draw closer to source. And how do you do that? With your breath. Feel me? That Ujjayi that I'm taught. And I'll teach it again maybe my next live, but that Ujjayi, that when done properly, that breath and that proper breath work will draw you closer to source. You feel me? It will draw you closer to source. And as you become and draw closer to source, you'll see your reality will start to change. You feel me? So, anyway, much love to each and every one of y'all. I want to go ahead and pull resonating vibrations out, healing vibrations out to the tribe. I appreciate the tribe for being in here tonight. The tribe, the 144K light warriors out here. Green hearts and swords out here. Keys were being dropped out here. to the Tuesday out here. Much love to y'all. Love and life. And I'm out.
Heavily flawed individual.
Cindy Ashby Productions.
On the wake up.